Hello and welcome. It is Eric Erickson here, the Eric Erickson Show across the nation. Hello to all the new affiliates out there. Really appreciate you being with me here. And we've got breaking news happening now. The phone number, if you want to call in, 877-97-ERIC, 877-973-7425. I said the other day, I had no idea what was going on with the Andrew Cuomo investigation. Well, it has dropped. Let me begin this by playing you the announcement audio of Letitia James, the New York Attorney General, a very short time ago.
The independent investigation has concluded that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women and in doing so violated federal and state law. Specifically, the investigation found that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed current and former New York State employees by engaging in unwelcome and non-consensual touching and making numerous offensive comments of a suggestive and sexual nature that created a hostile work environment for women.
That is Letitia James. She is the Attorney General for the state of New York who has been investigating Cuomo. Now, you need to understand some of the side angling here because it's going to come out. Cuomo is progressive. Letitia James and the New York Democrats are further to the left than Cuomo. And they have increasingly seen Cuomo as an obstacle to their progressive reforms in New York, turning New York even more like California. And so they've been trying to find a way to get him. And Cuomo couldn't help himself and has dug his own grave, it appears. There are enough New York Democrats who want to get rid of him now in the legislature to move New York further left. The thing that's been saving Cuomo has been a lot of Republicans. Well, the Republicans in New York, they're not going to stick up for Andrew Cuomo with these allegations. They are bad, bad, bad news. He engaged in unwanted and inappropriate groping, kissing, hugging, and comments that accusers call deeply humiliating, uncomfortable, offensive, or inappropriate. Governor Cuomo and his senior staff took actions to retaliate against at least one former employee for coming forward with her story. And according to the report, this is a direct quote, Governor Cuomo and the executive chamber fostered a toxic workplace that enabled harassment to occur and created a hostile work environment. Bad news for Cuomo. He, on more than one occasion, essentially forced himself on women in the office. At one point, he stands accused in this report of harassing a state trooper, patting the state trooper on her backside. Cuomo denies these things. You should know he denies these things. But the report is, put it to you this way, based on conversations with 179 individuals and a review of 74,000 pieces of evidence. According to the report, it paints a deeply disturbing yet clear picture. They call his conduct unlawful, high crimes and misdemeanors, remember that standard. A footnote says the report was not reaching a conclusion as to whether the conduct amounts to or should be subject to criminal prosecution. It is clearly setting the stage for an impeachment fight against Andrew Cuomo. Now I'm reading a report here from CNN summarizing some of this. The investigation into the sexual harassment claims is one of several the state attorney general's office has launched into Cuomo and his inner circle as a political firestorm has raged around him. In January, James unveiled a report of her review of how the administration handled nursing home deaths during the COVID-19 outbreak and found the administration undercounted by 50%. And now there's this investigation, and Cuomo has denied touching anyone. Cuomo was questioned by investigators for over 11 hours last month. The allegations against Cuomo ramped up earlier this year when in February, a former aide took her account of uncomfortable interactions with the governor to the New York Times. That aide, Charlotte Bennett, alleged that Cuomo had asked her questions about her sex life during a June 2020 conversation in his office. She told the newspaper she interpreted Cuomo's comments to be clear overtures to a sexual relationship. Another ex-aide, Lindsay Boylan, came forward with allegations against Cuomo of her own, claiming in February he engaged in inappropriate gestures, including an unwanted kiss. Cuomo's behavior was not limited to members of his own staff, but extended to other state employees, including a state trooper on Cuomo's protective detail, as well as members of the public. The attorney, members of the public. Wow. This is where we are now. I have a segue question here. We'll see how New York shakes this out. We will see what the media does with this. Just ask yourself, if this were Ron DeSantis, what would the media do? If this were Donald Trump, what would the media do? We can presume they will act differently than this, but I don't know that they're going to be able to, considering the report comes from a Democratic attorney general whose career is on the rise, who is black, who is female, who the media loves. They can't go dismissing in the era of Boko Haram. They can't go dismissing a black female attorney general. And by the way, her report is copiously documented with tens of thousands of pieces of evidence and hundreds of interviews. He's guilty until proven innocent, but the report is pretty damning. Will he resign? It'll be interesting to see if he hangs around and if they impeach him. And again, part of the standard here Democrats have to deal with is this fact that Donald Trump was impeached for his pressure, allegedly, about Ukraine, in addition to his statements made that the Democrats believe caused people to storm into the U.S. Capitol. Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed dozens and dozens of people doing inappropriate things, including patting a female state trooper on her rear end, among other things. This is a deeply troubling situation. The media and the Democrats that were screaming about Donald Trump and Donald Trump's behavior and Donald Trump's attitudes toward women, the question is going to be, do they stand up against Andrew Cuomo? The fact of the matter is, at this point, Cuomo's days are numbered. He may be able to hang around like, what's his name in Virginia, Ralph Northam, after the Klan photo. And it's going to be interesting to see if the media kind of lets him go. Now, CNN calls the New York Attorney General report about Chris Cuomo's brother damning and devastating, and adds the state legislature hasn't shown signs it would impeach or remove him, so it'll be up to the voters. But the question is, what does CNN do about Chris Cuomo? Because one of the things that has come out in all of this is that Chris Cuomo, who is an anchor on CNN, who glad-handed his brother and built up his brother's image, built up his brother's profile, made his brother into something, he helped advise his brother. Can you imagine what Oliver Darcy and Brian Stelter would do if Chris Cuomo were on Fox News and had done this? Can you imagine what CNN itself would do if they worked for Fox News? But Chris Cuomo works for CNN. And now CNN is calling this report devastating and deeply troubling. And Chris Cuomo was complicit in helping his brother. Why does Chris Cuomo still have a job at CNN? Why are they defending Chris Cuomo? And how will Chris Cuomo handle this news? I assume Chris Cuomo will not talk about it. But then there's something else here. We have 179 people interviewed and tens of thousands of pieces of evidence reviewed. We have lots of women who came forward and said that Andrew Cuomo harassed them. We have eyewitnesses in real time going back just months. Think of the media spectacle of Brett Kavanaugh. Think how they handled Brett Kavanaugh. The character assassination of Brett Kavanaugh when Christine Blasey Ford couldn't provide even eyewitnesses. She couldn't provide key details. She couldn't even remember the particulars. And she said it happened a long time ago, but She didn't have anybody come out and support her. In fact, the people she said would come out and support her came out and said, nope. And yet the media was ready to railroad Brett Kavanaugh. What will they do with Andrew Cuomo? This is the man who they referred to as the governor of the year. This is the man the media loved. This is the man the media defended. This is the man that the media circled wagons around. This is the man who said he had done nothing wrong. He had done everything possible to protect senior citizens, and the Attorney General of New York came out and said he lied about that. Understated deaths 50%, and the media gave him a pass on that. Will they give him a pass on this? They're starting to turn on him, it appears. They're starting to turn on him. On MSNBC, they're beginning to savage him right now. But will he hang on? Will they impeach him? They need to shut up about Trump if they don't. They need to shut up about Trump. If they don't, they're hypocrites. Or, you know, they can claim to take the high ground and they can turn on Andrew Cuomo and make him the fall guy in order for them to hold their head up high. According to the Attorney General in New York, senior staff within the executive chamber engaged in a series of retaliatory actions. In fact, they went so far as to prepare a proposed op-ed originally drafted by the governor himself that contained personal and professional attacks on Ms. Boylan, one of the people who accused him of inappropriate behavior. Here is John King on CNN.
But that is the big question. What are the next steps in all of this, John?
It is a giant question, and obviously we're waiting to get the first reaction from the governor himself and those other important players, as Shimon just mentioned. Shimon, stay with us. I want to bring in our colleague, the CNN anchor and correspondent, Erica Hill. Erica, what was striking about this is, as the attorney general and the two independent lawyers she hired to look into this laid it out, they were methodical, they were detailed, and a lot of those details were frankly horrific.
Yeah, they were. And they were detailing, we learned a lot about a person referred to as executive assistant number one, and also a state trooper who was on the governor's security detail, and experiences which she laid out as part of this investigation. And Ann Clark, one of those independent investigators, talking through that experience, laying out with this state trooper, told them. Take a listen.
The governor also several times inappropriately touched a state trooper assigned to the unit to protect the governor. In an elevator, while standing behind the trooper, he ran his finger from her neck down her spine and said, "Hey, you." Another time, she was standing holding the door open for the governor. As he passed, he took his open hand and ran it across her stomach from her belly button to the hip where she keeps her gun. She told us that she felt completely violated to have the governor touch her, as she put it, between her chest and her privates.
And this was just one example, the examples, rather, I should say, because more than one there, from one of the 11 complainants. So now we know there are 11, nine of them current or former state employees. And again, as both Ann Clark and June Kerr were laying out what they learned in this investigation, they talked about multiple times how this was part of a pattern.
Part of a pattern. That's Andrew Cuomo, the man the media used to contrast with Donald Trump last year. That's the man the media said was better than Donald Trump. That's the man the media highlighted as the best governor in America. That's what he was doing. This just in, this just happened in the last 3 minutes. Speaker Carl Hestie, the Speaker of the House of the New York General Assembly, we have received the Attorney General's 168-page report containing findings of sexual harassment and misconduct committed by Governor Cuomo. The findings contained in the report are disturbing. The details provided by the victims are gut-wrenching. Our hearts go out to all the individuals who have had to endure this horrible experience. The conduct by the governor outlined in this report would indicate someone who is not fit for office. The report has been forwarded to the members of the Judiciary Committee, as well as all members of the Assembly. We are now undertaking an in-depth examination of the report and its corresponding exhibits with our Assembly counsels, as well as the legal firm we have retained to assist us. We will have more to say in the very near future. Sounds like impeachment is afoot if he does not resign. Will Chris Cuomo, his brother, who helped him do damage control, maintain his job at CNN? That's the next question. The unknown came to the workplace in 2020 and things have changed. Everybody's looking to work another house, so they want a great chair. I found a great chair, the X chair. It's at the forefront of home and office settings during this transition. And X chair's newest innovation, the Elimax temperature regulation, will take your sitting comfort to a whole new level. There's a patent pending for the Elimax. It allows you to experience cooling, heating, massage in your lower back while you're working. You're feeling stressed out from the Zoom calls, the Microsoft Teams meetings? Turn on Elimax massage therapy. X chair's patented dynamic variable lumbar DVL support was already the best in class, and now you get Elimax. Imagine regulating your body temperature and getting massage therapy while you're working. It really is a fantastically comfortable, well-designed, well-put-together chair. Go to xchairerik.com right now. That's xchair, E-R-I-C-K.com, or call 1-844-4XCHAIR to save $100 off your order. X-Chair has a 30-day guarantee of complete comfort, and you can finance your purchase for as little as $30 a month. Go to xchairerik.com now or use code XWHEELS for free X-Wheel blade casters. xchairerik.com. Well, you know, somebody who's been waiting patiently for all of this to break has been Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City. I've seen a lot of people just chiming in since Letitia James' press conference. What does Bill say? Just so you understand the dynamics here, Andrew Cuomo and Bill de Blasio hate each other's guts. These two men cannot stand each other. Neither man would pee on the other one if they were on fire. The level of hatred is something. So de Blasio... He had a press conference, just happened to decide to schedule one about COVID, and they asked him about the report.
I'll state the obvious. The summary you just gave represents behavior that's unacceptable. Unacceptable in anyone, let alone a public servant. I've been very clear about the fact that what we've seen is disqualifying. I'll look at this report and have more to say, but it's very, very troubling and painful to hear that accounting of a powerful person treating people that way.
He's trying not to smile in this. You should see him. He's trying not to smile. I haven't read the report, but it's terrible and disqualifying. Based on your characterization of it, I take it as gospel truth, and this man is a monster and needs to go. My goodness gracious, Vogue magazine, way back when, last year when Donald Trump was president, why we love Andrew Cuomo right now. Thank you, Andrew Cuomo. Thank you for reminding us that there are men who can lead and be clear and tell the truth, even when the news is bad, says Chelsea Handler. BuzzFeed News. Andrew Cuomo and Chris Cuomo can't stop cracking jokes about each other on live TV. And it's glorious. MSNBC. Cuomo has elevated his game. What Donald Trump has done is exactly the opposite. Jonathan Heilman discussing Andrew Cuomo's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. Cuomo's conducting a symphony and Trump is blowing his own horn. MSNBC headline, Cuomo shuts down coronavirus hoax theories. Facts are facts. MSNBC. New York Governor Cuomo on criticism of his handling of the nursing home situation. Let's look at the facts rather than the political rhetoric, doing all the damage control they can find. The Washington Post headline, in the style section, no less. Andrew Cuomo during the COVID-19 crisis is the same as ever, with one big difference. People like him. Neera Tanden, who was almost the OMB director, I almost teared up to Cuomo's simple statement of excelsior, ever upwards, and e pluribus unum. Cuomo is incredibly effective. CNN! Andrew Cuomo to Chris, you're the meatball of the family for 111 consecutive days. Andrew Cuomo's had PowerPoints and led America where Trump hasn't. Oh my goodness. And it turns out he was sexually harassing even state troopers on the job. And the media was totally blind to it because they loved him because he wasn't Trump. Hello and welcome back. It is Eric Erickson and my show, The Eric Erickson Show, across the country now. The phone number is 877-97-ERIC, 877-973-7425. Let us go to the phones. Brian is calling in to talk about this Cuomo stuff. Brian, welcome to the show.
Well, welcome, Eric. Glad to be on. I'm just driving down the road here doing the job, driving around Atlanta, thinking that listening to this, all this stuff about Cuomo, and I'm thinking, you know, this is the stuff above the tip of the iceberg that we're seeing. And I can't imagine, if this is what we're hearing, what exists below that tip of the iceberg, and also the powers that he must be wielding against people he's done other nefarious stuff with. To be a fly on the wall in his office, it just amazes me.
He has burned bridges with a number of Democrats by being so heavy-handed. And Brian, thanks very much for the phone call. He has ruled New York. Remember, his dad was years was governor of New York. For a long time, I want to say that what is his dad? Maybe four terms in New York? It's a political dynasty in New York, the Cuomo family. You've had Chris was at ABC News, tried to go. You know, Roger Ailes one time, when I was at dinner with Roger Ailes one time, and he was telling me about Chris Cuomo back when you had Hannity and Combs, that Chris Cuomo would call all the time and wanted Alan Combs' job, said he would be a better liberal against Sean Hannity, and Ailes didn't like the guy, thought he was too young, too inexperienced. Cuomo went on to be an objective reporter at ABC News and then hop shipped to CNN, where he's supposedly an objective reporter, but anybody who pays attention really knows he's not. And he's carried his brother's water for him, and his brother has made all sorts of political enemies, but has been such a powerful politician in New York and so dominant, no one could do anything. Here's the thing I think you're going to see is a lot more stuff, to Brian's point, is going to come out because people are no longer going to fear him. All of the political enemies are going to come out the moment people really do smell blood in the water. The fact that the Speaker of the House in New York, who is a Democrat, has referred the matter now to the Judiciary Committee, the fact that they've got it so well documented, the fact that it's the New York Attorney General who is a Democrat, the fact that the media now has to turn on him because they made him into such a hero earlier, you're going to have more come out. I got to play one more clip here. This is John King again from CNN and Dana Bash from CNN talking about this and Joe Biden.
Again,
let me rearrange the audio here. I was listening to it offline earlier. Here we go.
This is the governor of New York, one of the largest states in America. He is the head chairman right now of the National Governors Association. He was, of course, a very prominent Democratic voice throughout the pandemic. Now, one of the private investigators, the lawyers who looked into this said, this is Andrew Cuomo.
The governor also engaged in a widespread pattern of subjecting women to unwanted hugs and kisses and touching them in ways that made them uncomfortable. Conduct that is not just old-fashioned affectionate behavior, as he and some of his staff members would have it, but unlawful sex-based harassment.
There are just, number one, the first question is, what say you, Andrew Cuomo, after this is laid out? But there is an impeachment question in Albany. There is a question about whether he would, and people say no, people who know him say no way, would he step aside?
Yeah, people who know him still say no way in terms of stepping aside. Never mind the still open question is of whether or not he would run for a fourth term. So the question at this point politically is, frankly, what does the leader of the Democratic Party now, the president of the United States, say? In an interview he gave when all of these allegations were erupting with ABC News, the question was, if these allegations turn out to be true, should he resign? And President Biden said yes. This is not an easy thing for him to do because the families, the Biden and Cuomo families, go back a long time. But that's a big statement. Now the question for the White House is going to be, did the president mean that if that's found in a court of law, or what we just heard this morning from the Attorney General of New York. We don't know the answer to that. And we've already seen, when the allegations came out, Democrat after Democrat after Democrat, from Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand in the Senate to many of his Democratic colleagues in the congressional delegation in the House, saying that he should resign. So that's not new.
That's not new. Here's the clip she was just referencing.
Confirms the claims of the women. Should he resign?
Yes, I think he probably ended up being prosecuted too.
That was Joe Biden back in April. No, in March. The Republican National Committee has been circulating that clip. I've seen it at least 24 times now on social media. Here's the thing, and this gets back to the point Brian, the caller, made, and y'all can call in as well if you want, 877-973-7425. In situations like this, when a powerful politician, now listen, and let me just set this one up for you. When a politician gets really big and powerful, they tend to get big and powerful, not just because they've won, but because other people have lost. And the other people who have lost, depending on how they're treated, harbor grudges. And Andrew Cuomo had a reputation for not being one of those people who was a good winner, but was a sore winner. You stood up to him and lost. Andrew Cuomo tried to stick it to you. He didn't just say, well, I won and move on. So he's got a lot of people who have grudges against him. If this is what Andrew Cuomo could get away with in his office, it is undoubtedly true Andrew Cuomo has gotten away with other stuff. And if he's gotten away with other stuff, which he more likely than not clearly has, there's going to be more. They just looked at sexual harassment. There's got to be more. You're dealing with a megalomaniac. You just heard the scene and clip I played. He's not even thinking of resigning. In fact, he's thinking of running for re-election. Normal people have a sense of shame. Andrew Cuomo, well, I mean, the whole Cuomo family, look at his brother. They've got no sense of shame. If he's got no sense of shame, he has a reputation for being a sore winner. He feels so confident that he can feel up a state trooper on his detail, in her words, from her chest to her private parts. He needs to resign. And if he's not going to resign, it is going to be bad for him, and more is going to come. This doesn't end well for Cuomo, I don't think. I mean, maybe, but see, the Democrats right now, they want the moral high ground. Democrats want the moral high ground against Trump and his supporters. It's really hard to keep the moral high ground against Trump and his supporters when all these people have come out and defended Cuomo in the past. They now have a real look at Cuomo. And what are they going to do? Are they going to just hold her? I mean, they've already done this with Ralph Northam, who was either a Klansman or in blackface in his yearbook, and they gave him a pass. What's striking here is that they're going to probably continue to protect Northam, who's a one-term guy anyway. And they're going to throw out Andrew Cuomo, who's been their hero, their champion. It's striking to see. And he's going to fall. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. And he's the big deal for the Democrats. Again, he's the chair of the National Governors Association, the NGA, one of the leading Democratic fundraisers in the country for the Democrats. And now we've got over 100 witnesses, tens of thousands of over 40,000 bits of documentary evidence, a state trooper who says he felt her up. He can't survive this. And if he does, the Democrats sacrifice every bit of moral high ground. Now, you know what's going to happen, of course. They impeach him. He goes away. They say, well, we didn't do it to Trump. They're still going to make it about Trump. But these are the people who are going to be so tarnished because they covered for Cuomo for so long. I do have to say, my buddy Chris Stiegel, Charlie sent me his tweet. It is actually pretty amazing watching Jeffrey Toobin rubbing out some commentary on CNN right now about Andrew Cuomo. It is fascinating to watch Jeffrey Toobin. Now, what's so interesting here? Pay attention in this clip. You can't see it. I've got the screenshot. Is you will notice, I just retweeted it. If you follow me on Twitter at EW Erickson, you can see this. you will notice that Jeffrey Toobin's are the only hands you can see in the shot. they have a four square panel of commentary, and you can see Jeffrey Toobin's thumbs up, meaning his hands aren't anywhere near where you would think Toobin's tugging. And that's just very fascinating that the way Toobin is framed is so that you can see that his hands are there and the others are not. Well done, CNN. Well done. I think we can probably move on from the Andrew Cuomo stuff. I almost said the Andrew Toobin stuff. But I am interested in the fallout from this. I actually am. I'm interested to see what happens here. All right. Here's what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to go on and take a commercial break here and reset now that we have expertly delved into the Andrew Cuomo stuff and I brought you up to speed on it, because we got to talk about the eviction stuff as well. The eviction stuff is a pretty big deal, and I got so much other stuff that I want to talk about. I'd like to go on and get it squared in here. So I am going to take a quick timeout, and then we will return to talk about the evictions. A lot of people beginning to get evicted because Congress has not extended the eviction moratorium. That's not a bad thing. I want to tell you why when we come back. We, my friends, need to talk about the eviction situation, and I want to take your phone calls. Welcome back. The phone number is 877-97-ERIC, 877-973-7425. Before I do that, I forgot before break, I got to tell you about Eden Pure and their air filter, their air purifier, not their filter, their air purifier. The Eden Pure air purifier. Y'all keep ordering them, and I know you keep ordering them because you keep sending me pictures on Instagram of your orders, and everybody's been happy with them. I told you you would be. We don't have an exhaust fan in our kitchen anymore, and we had one of those that went down through the stove, and then we got a new stove and couldn't find one that worked, so we just got rid of the exhaust fan. So if I fry in the kitchen, I use the Eden Pure, and it works great. And it's filterless. You don't have to keep buying filters or anything like that. You can get a 3-pack and save $200 right now if you go to EdenPureDeals.com. Click on Eric, my name Eric, and then click on the 3-pack for $200. And your discount code, follow it through to checkout. Click the checkout button, and at checkout, put in the discount code ERIC3, E-R-I-C-K-3, E-R-I-C-K-3. If you, and it's the number 3, not the word 3. It's not spelled out. It's the number 3, ERIC3. You do that, and you can save $200, EdenPureDeals.com. All right, I got to talk about the eviction stuff because I need to set the stage for you here. On June 29th, 2021, you need to understand the dates here. When the COVID situation, the global pandemic hit, the CDC imposed, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, under the Trump administration, imposed an eviction moratorium. Landlords would be precluded from evicting renters. They used the healthcare power to do it and said, essentially, everybody gets federal loans. The loans are tied to banks, so they were able to use the federal government to say no evictions for renters, and people who have mortgages don't have to pay their mortgages, and you can't evict them. The CDC did this. It carried over into the Biden administration, and the Alabama Realtors Association filed a lawsuit, and it went to the Supreme Court. On June 29th of 2021, in a 5-4 decision, the Supreme Court said the evictions are fine. The eviction moratorium is fine because it's going to end July 31st anyway. That was a 5-4 decision. Amy Coney Barrett, Sam Alito, Neil Gorsuch and Clarence Thomas said unacceptable. It needs to go away. In the 5-4 decision, it was John Roberts and Brett Kavanaugh with the liberals, but Brett Kavanaugh filed a concurring opinion, and Brett Kavanaugh said it actually is unconstitutional and they do not have the power to have this moratorium anyway. But in the interests of equity, and equity is not, we're not talking critical theory equity, we're talking about the legal term equity. In the interest of equity, because it expires in 30 days, I'm not going to tell them it must end immediately, but they can't do this anymore. Congress has the power to do this. So let it end in a month. It gives them time to wind it down. A 5-4 decision of the Supreme Court saying you can't do it. So June 29th, the Supreme Court says CDC can't do this. This expires July 31st, and it's done. The Democrats in Congress could have done something. Joe Biden could have pressured Congress to do something. When, friends, did the Democrats decide they needed to do something? The precise calendar date is July 30th, 2001. 30 days after the Supreme Court made its decision and the day before it expired. Only then did the Democrats in Congress say, oh, we got to do something. We gotta keep people from the moratorium. We got to save the renters. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Cori Bush, and Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and the rest, they're all down camping out on the steps of the Capitol, claiming that if we don't do something, renters are going to be out on the street just like them. They should have pitched their tent on June 29th. Remember, one of the issues of postmodernism is that people perform to show they believe something. You can't just say we must extend the rental moratorium. In postmodernism, you perform. So they grabbed their sleeping bags and tents and decided to camp out on the front lawn of the Capitol to show they really care. They really care. They cared so much, they waited until the day before the moratorium was supposed to expire to even suggest Congress should do something. Nancy Pelosi, in a tweet, let me get her tweet up. You need to see this. If you go to ewerickson.substack.com, yeah, I put her tweet up. This is her tweet. The CDC has the power to extend the eviction moratorium. As they double down on masks, why wouldn't they extend the moratorium in light of the Delta variant? What? No. In a 5-4 decision, the Supreme Court said no. You got Kavanaugh, Barrett, Amy Barrett Coney, Neil Gorsuch, Sam Alito, and Clarence Thomas, five of them saying you can't extend it. The CDC has no power to extend it. And Nancy Pelosi is now out there blaming the CDC, not herself. And she waited until August 1st, the day after the expiration of the moratorium. Why? Because the Democrats don't really want to do it. They actually agree with the Supreme Court. But the base of the Democratic Party, the progressive base of the Democratic Party, is angry. The progressive base of the Democratic Party, they want it done. They want something to happen. And the Democrats in Congress don't really want to do anything. But they can't say that. They can't say to the progressive base, screw the renters, which is what they're doing. They can't say it publicly, but that's what they believe. They can't get a, forget the Republicans, forget the filibuster, forget the Senate. House Democrats can't get House Democrats to agree to extend the rental moratorium. Why? Because they know it's bad. They know it's not in public policy interest. You know what happens if you do it? Landlords take their properties off the market, and then there's less rental housing because they're not going to rent to people who don't have to pay and they can't evict. It's the law of supply and demand. It's basic economics, and the Democrats know it even if they can't say it. So instead, they perform. It's all performance. That's it. All right. Now we got to shift gears when we come back. Kroger may be the wokest grocery store in America. Have you heard this? They fired two Christian employees because they didn't want to wear a rainbow lapel pin. Oh, I have the details when we come back right here on the Eric Erickson Show.